The pasuk teaches, the medrash teaches us that when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, the Malachim were very upset that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to receive the Torah, and they wanted to attack Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Medrash, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was that he made that the face of Moshe Rabbeinu should look like the face of Avram Avinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point said to the Malachim, Iyata Mizbayishim Himenu, are you not embarrassed? Loi Zahu Shiratim Etzloi, is he not the person who you went to his home, V'achaltim B'toch Beisoi, and you ate in his home? Of course, this medrash is so difficult to understand. First, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to disguise, so to speak, Moshe Rabbeinu. Is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does? And because they ate in the home of Avram Avinu, is that a reason, as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that Peches HaBeis teaches us, the Malachim said, Chamda Genuza, Yesh Lecha, you have this incredible treasure, Roita Atah Litna L'bnei Adam, and you want to give it to people. How is that possible? So the Sefer Ginza Yisrael explains that when we think about the Torah and we think about Shmiras HaTorah V'Mitzvahs, the fulfillment of the Torah Mitzvahs, the way the Torah is observed, it's a combination of Gashmias and Ruchnias. Of course, the Torah is Ruchnias. It's from Shemayim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us and tells us the way to observe what it says in the Torah is through physical acts, putting on tefillin, putting on tzitzis, putting on mezuzah on a home, eating matzah, sitting in a sukkah, dal minim, etc. The combination, the Torah represents a perfect combination of Ruchnias and Gashmias. Malachim are completely Ruchnius. But he explains that even though we human beings, of course, are a combination of Gashmius and Ruchnius, what our objective in life is to turn the Gashmius into Ruchnius. And who was a wonderful example of that type of life? So he says Avram Avinu is a great example of that type of life. Avram Avinu had a house of Eshel, Chishti, Evelina. Avram Avinu, through eating food and serving food, manifested a tremendous representation of Chesed. And also, as we know, the Medrash teaches us that was the way Avram Avinu was able to bring people closer to Hashem, as he would offer them food. He would say, well, let's recognize who created the food, who gives us the food. It's all from Hashem. And by saying and doing so, that's how he brought people closer to Hashem. So actually, he suggests that really what happened really is that Avram Avinu's Gashmis the food, the food that we eat, became the food of Ruchnius. Because all of the food that Avram Avinu had really was there to show that there's Ruchnius in the food. That's what the Pasuk says, Lechem Abirim Ochel Ish. The food of Avram Avinu was lechem abirim, was very, very holy, was very holy food. And that's why we could well understand that when the Malachim came to visit Avram Avinu, they were able to eat that food. How do Malachim eat? Malachim don't eat. The answer is the food of Avram Avinu wasn't regular food. It was food that is really ruchnius. And that's the kind of food that even Malachim eat. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to the Malachim. You, indeed, are Ruchnius. But you, Avram Avinu demonstrated that food could also be Ruchnius and Gashmius. And that's why the person, human beings, are the right people to receive the Torah. Because people, human beings, who have that ability of combining Ruchnius and Gashmius are the ones that deserve the Torah. And that's why the Medrash, he says, suggests that the Shloish Dvarim Nitna Torah. The Torah was given with three qualities. Be'esh u'b'mayim, fire and water b'midbar. Esh means that a person should have that fire, that drive to do Ritzon Hashem. B'mayim, which is cold, that a person should not get impressed and influenced by everything else that there is in the world. And that after the person combines the Esh u'mayim to do what's right, he should remain like the Midbar. He should remain humble and modest. Those qualities, which are the true representation of Torah, are the people are most appropriate for human beings. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's why they should get the Torah, that's why people should get the Torah. And this theme, the why it is us, Klal Yisrael particularly, that get the Torah, is represented throughout this parasha. The Torah says, Suas Rosh Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. And Rashi says, Mitoichi Basim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, Mono Yisrael Kol Shoyim, He constantly is counting us. K'shiyotzum Mitzrayim Monom, when we left Mitzrayim, we were counted. K'shinofel Be'egel Monom, later in Minin Asorim, after the episode of the Eagle, we were counted. K'shibol HaHashvash Shechin Aleim, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring the Shechina Klal Yisrael Monam, he counted them again. Becha Nisa Hukam Mishkan Ubecha Be'ir Monam. And Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch Zatzal in the Sefer Eitz Hadas tries to understand a human being loves something and cherishes something and wants to know how much he has of that object. And so he counts it constantly. But how can we address that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have those feelings, and does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to count to ascertain how much he has? And he says the same thing is in the tefillah that we daven every yontif. Every yontif we daven Yal v'yava, and we say v'zocha zechoneinu. We ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember us. We know on Rosh Hashanah the Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah by Musaf we say all of those Pesukim. And the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah says, why do we say Zechroinus? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us. And the questions are constantly the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a person who forgets. A person needs to be reminded. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs no reminder. So he says that what the point of the counting is to show that every individual in Klal Yisrael serves a unique purpose in Klal Yisrael. Monam means that he counts every individual separately. And every one of us has a role to play in the fulfillment of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world. V'zocha zechoneinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall at each one of us and decide and determine, are we fulfilling that special role and that special place we have in the world. And that's why we have in this parasha as well, the pasuk says, Ish al digloi be'oisois. And the medrash says, Haviani al be'isayayin b'shosh nigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself at Har Sinai, Yodimai chapei revovois shemalachem, 220,000 malachim, Shnema rechem al kimri b'sayim elfishinim. For kulam asuim the golem, the golem. All the malachim as they came down from Shemayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu were in an encampment, in a formation. Shenema dogem avava. Kivin shiro Yisrael shem asuim the golem, the golem. When Klal Yisrael saw this formation, his chilu mas'avim the golem. They wanted the same. Amalei, Amron Klal Yisrael proclaimed, Halavai kach anu nasim the golem kamaisam. We too should become the golem. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Man this avesim le'asas the golem. You have this desire to become the golem. Chayechem shani mimalem mishalasechem. I swear that I will fulfill your request. Miyarek oidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisom Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu aseyesam the golem k'moshnus av ish adigle be'oiseis. What does it mean that Klal Yisrael had this desire, this burning desire to be in the formation just like the Malachim? So the Sefer Das Torah explains, when we speak about Malachim, we know that each Malach is here and has a specific purpose, a specific shlichus, a specific mission. Klal Yisrael also recognized that each one of us is here to accomplish a specific mission, a specific goal. And therefore, they said, we want to be like those malachim. We want to recognize that we are here in the world to accomplish. Just like we find that Yaakov Avinu, when he gave brachas to the Shvatim, identified each shevet with their own talent, Yehuda Gorarye, Yisachar Chamagorim, Naftali Ayala Shlucha, Yosef Bechor Shor. Every shevet has its own talent and its own mission. And the question here was that we too should have our own talent and mission and use those talents and use those mission and that for Avodas Hashem. Combining everything that we have, the Ruchnis that make us up and the Gashmias, all should be combined for Avodas Hashem. Diglay Alaya have, that's the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows to us and that we show to Hashem, that we recognize that we're here for a mission. We recognize that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is in order to fulfill that mission. And if it's here in order to fulfill the mission, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are the people, you are the Klal Yisrael whom I love. You are the Klal Yisrael that I remember and recognize. And you are the Klal Yisrael that are befitting to receive the Torah.